If you ever get a chance to visit China, you discover something as soon as you go out to eat. Many classic Chinese dishes in American restaurants are not available in China. American Chinese food is not really Chinese food, but an Americanized version of it. Take General Tso's chicken. When you get to China, you might learn that you're pronouncing it wrong. It's General Chow's chicken, and next you learn you can't get it. It's American. As a result, there are Americans in China who miss Chinese food, or at least Chinese food as they remember it. So, a restaurant offers to provide expatriates with authentic American Chinese. NPR's Frank Langfitt visited the Shanghai restaurant called Fortune Cookie.
At lunchtime, Feng Lei relays orders to his local chefs. It's just like his family's restaurant back in North Jersey, where he filled takeout orders as a teenager, even down to some of the very un-Chinese ingredients that have helped make this hybrid cuisine so palatable to Americans for decades.
We're American-style Chinese food, so a lot of the ingredients like Skippy peanut butter, Mott's applesauce, like things that we use, were never made in China, so we just had to find the product here.
What do you use the applesauce in?
We use it in our sweet chili sauce that goes with the spring rolls, and then also duck sauce.
The Skippy goes into fried noodles and fried rice. The secret behind that Chinatown standard sweet and sour sauce?
Off the top of my head, about like one third of it is Heinz ketchup, yeah. And that's like what gives it that like bright red orangey color. Yeah, it's a Heinz ketchup.
Hi, my name is David Rossi. I'm originally from South Pasadena, California.
Rossi is Lam's business partner. They met studying for a master's in hospitality management at Cornell. The pair came here in 2012 to open a restaurant that focused on healthy food. When that ran into trouble, they decided to offer the only kind of cuisine they couldn't find in Shanghai, American Chinese. Food bloggers ridiculed the idea.
Lines like, you're going to try to sell, like, you know, iced Eskimos.
A lot of people called us, like, crazy and just, they were, like, banking on us closing in under 6 months.
8 months later, Fortune Cookie is still open. Lam believes there is a market among expatriates here, nostalgic for their hometown takeout. People like Megan Emery Moore, who teaches art at Shanghai American School. Emery Moore grew up in Missouri, where she waitressed at a Chinese restaurant.
And they had amazing sweet and sour chicken, so ever since then, I was always like, I gotta get some more that's just like that.
Which is what she's eating right now.
It's kind of embarrassing that you're in China eating American Chinese food, but it was like spot on.
And kind of comforting.
I feel calm, feel relaxed, I feel like I'm at home.
Chinese people make up about 40% of the lunch crowd at Fortune Cookie. George Zhao, a management consultant, likes the beef and broccoli he's ordered. But he says, in general, westernized Chinese food lacks the subtlety of the original cuisine.
The sweet and the salt pork. The pork is too sweet. In China, we don't eat food this sweet.
A few booths away sits Jack Zhang, who works in advertising. A Chinese colleague brought him here to taste a new kind of food. This is the sound of Zhang eating his first fortune cookie.
He's kind of frowning and thinking.
This is like glutinous rice, he says. It also tastes like a street-side pancake. I've never been to America, so I'm not quite clear about this thing. That's because fortune cookies are also unknown here, as are those little white takeout boxes with the wire handles. In fact, the restaurant's Chinese staff found both so intriguing, they took them home to show their families during the recent Lunar New Year. Frank Langfitt, NPR News, Shanghai.